KQED.
Blue whales and humpbacks are traveling south along the California coast right now to their breeding grounds in Mexico. Some of these whales may cross paths with ships, and one strike could be deadly. Scientists have tried for years to reduce the number of whales killed by ships, and so far it's not working. KQED science reporter Lindsay Hoshaw looks at what's going wrong and how it might be fixed.
I'm walking toward an enormous blue whale that's rotting on a beach in Bolinas. Flies buzz around the 79-foot-long carcass. It smells like roadkill.
It's like that, but it's more pungent, and it actually, like, you almost taste it at the same time.
Barbie Halaska is a biologist with the Marine Mammal Center, an animal rescue group, and she's right. It's the odor of soiled gym shorts. She says the ship strike is obvious from the whale's 10 broken ribs.
Whale ribs are tough, but to be able to break in 2 to 3 places for each rib, she had to be hit very hard.
Most years, between 1 and 3 whales wash up on California beaches after being struck by a ship. But those are only the ones we see. A recent study estimates that ships kill roughly 80 whales each year along the U.S. West Coast. That's a humpback whale feeding near Santa Barbara. The ocean off of California is full of protein-packed organisms like krill. It's a whale buffet. The problem is, says Sean Hastings with NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, this buffet sits in the middle of a freeway.
The whales are busy eating. The ships are busy moving to the ports. And unfortunately, they collide in the same place.
Oakland is the 5th busiest container port in the U.S. Roughly 1,500 ships motor into the port each year.
It's terrible. I mean, just as nobody driving down the road wants to hit an animal, nobody on a ship wants to hit a whale.
John Burge is vice president of the Pacific Merchant Shipping Association, an industry group. He says captains in the control room might be 10 stories up off the water and set back hundreds of feet from the bow.
Some of the larger ships probably don't know that they've actually struck a whale until eventually the whale is draped across the bow.
In 2013, NOAA and the Coast Guard narrowed the shipping lanes outside San Francisco and the Santa Barbara Channel to reduce the overlap between whale feeding grounds and ships. NOAA also developed a free app called Whale Alert with real-time notifications of whale sightings to encourage captains to slow down when the animals are nearby. According to a 2016 report from UC Santa Barbara, slowing from roughly 23 miles an hour to 14 would cut in half the chance that a whale would die when struck by a ship.
It is difficult to say if these management measures are working.
That's Sean Hastings again with NOAA. He says ships do seem to be staying within the lanes, but
we've been trying non-incentivized approaches, just asking ships to slow down. That hasn't been working.
The number of whales killed by ships now is about the same as before these efforts. On the East Coast, captains must slow down during whale season. That and other measures have cut the number of annual deaths from ship strikes for the extremely endangered right whale from 2 to 1.
I think they're doing amazing things already in this space, but it's also not enough.
Doug McCauley is a UC Santa Barbara ecologist. He directs the Benioff Ocean Initiative, started by Salesforce CEO Mark Benioff and his wife Lynn. The initiative granted $100,000 to Mark Baumgartner from the Massachusetts Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution.
This instrument's called the Digital Acoustic Monitoring Instrument.
He holds up an underwater microphone that's the shape of a coffee thermos. The microphones are attached to ocean buoys off Martha's Vineyard and New York Harbor. They record whale sounds in real time that show up as lines on a graph.
On the y-axis is frequency or pitch. So I like to say Barry White's down here, Mariah Carey's up here. This is 1 minute of data.
Baumgartner programmed the device to identify each species of whale by its song. He didn't know if it would work.
I was actually shocked. When we did the numbers and came up with nearly 100% accuracy, I was kind of dumbfounded.
Eventually, McCauley of the Benioff Initiative wants the real-time whale alerts to appear on ships' computers. The captains would know a whale was nearby and could slow down.
A couple less news stories about blue whales that are washing up shore is, for me, a grand success.
By next year, McCauley wants to bring these devices to the California coast. Whether they work or not might depend on questions like whether ships can slow down without blowing budgets and deadlines. I'm Lindsay Hoshaw, KQED News.
There's a whale, there's a whale, there's the whale, fishes blow, and the whale was in pool.